This is Holy Land Moments with Rabbi Yekiel Eckstein, founder of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews.
Giving our best, whether at home, at work, or in whatever we do, is important to us all. But do we do the same for God? Do we give Him what the Bible calls the first fruits of our time and energy and devotion? The holiday of Shavuot, which was originally a harvest celebration, was a time to thank God for His abundant provision by bringing Him the first fruits of all the crops. The first fruits, or bikurim in Hebrew, referred especially to the seven fruits of the promised land: wheat, barley, olives, figs, pomegranates, dates, and grapes. As soon as the farmer saw a ripening fruit, he would tie a string or ribbon around it and designate it as first fruit, or bikurim. Later, he would bring that first fruit to the temple. After the temple was destroyed in the first century, the holiday came to focus more on celebration of the giving of God's Torah to Israel at Mount Sinai, as we saw in our last program. The first fruits were not necessarily the earliest crops, but the best ones. The Bible commanded us in Exodus to bring the best of the first fruits to God. My friends, God desires the same from us today, to bring Him the best of ourselves in terms of our time, talents, and devotion. And so as we live to please God first, we certainly should also honor Him with our best.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. For more information about Israel and the Jewish people, visit our new learning center at ifcj.ca/learn. That's ifcj.ca/learn.